Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Veal. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Veal. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Curt Flood. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gary Kolb. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting eighth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schofield for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield misplays the ball. That's an error on Schofield. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Groat reaches second base with a double. Javier goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Pirates, 1, Cardinals, 1. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Curt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Groat scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bailey. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Bailey steals second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCarver moves to second. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier takes first base on ball 4. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schofield. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Schofield steals second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente strikes out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Javier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 0 for 1 in the game. Kolb is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clendenon. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Clendenon steals second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-1 in the game. Veal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Veal fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Altman. The throw from Pagliarani and he is out, Mazeroski applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive towards short. Schofield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Verdon reaches second base with a double. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Verdon moves to third. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stargell strikes out. McCarver drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Stargell out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Flood for the out. Two outs. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 0-for-2 in the game. Kolb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into left field. Kolb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-2 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McCarver strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Altman scores. Gibson moves to third. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Don Schwall now pitching. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grote for the out. Javier moves to second. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White is walked intentionally. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Verdun moves to second. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 3 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 0 for 3 in the game. Kolb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdun, who is chasing the ball. Kolb reaches third base with a triple. Flood goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Cardinals. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McCarver hits a line drive into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kolb tags and scores. One out. It's 5-1, Cardinals. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Cardinals. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clendenon strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 3 in the game. Pagliarani hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Don Schwall. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.